In the first game after the bye week, the Jaguars had new hope for the start of the second half of the season.
Hey, remember what Coach said? We're going to have to come through us. Run past anything. Let's do our job to a high level.
On the road, hostile environment, with everything in front of us, man. Everything in front of us, all right? It's not going to be easy.
Going into the game against the New York Jets, the Jaguars were just a half game back in the AFC South Division race.
Every day we practice to be physical, every single play. They dominate on every play. That's what we worry about today. One play at a time.
It is an absolutely spectacular day here in the Northeast at MetLife Stadium. Big opportunity, Jeff, for the Jacksonville Jaguars right in the thick of it in the AFC South.
The Jaguars found themselves in an early 14-3 hole.
Let's go.
Finish everything. Finish everything.
But Allen Hurns sparked the Jags offense with less than 30 seconds remaining in the first half.
Bortles in the pocket. Looks. Fires out to the left side. He's got Allen Hurns. Allen tapped his toe. Got it down near the 30-yard line. That's going to be a catch. Straight drop, pump fake left, now looks back right, fires toward the end zone to the right side. That ball is caught for the touchdown. Allen Hurns from Blake Bortles for the score.
What a great play call. What a change momentum to end this first half.
See, you're my hero, man. All week, I knew it.
The Jaguars would go into the locker room trailing the Jets 14-10 at the half. In the third quarter, the other Allen made his presence known.
Rolling to the right. Fires it. Diving attempt by Allen Robinson. He's going to make the catch.
That set up a Jason Myers field goal to make it just a one-point game. But the Jets would respond on the very next drive.
To give us to Ivory with the head of steam. Lunged forward, and they're going to call it a touchdown.
The Jaguars trailed 21-13 at the end of three quarters. But the Jags' offense would keep pace.
Blake has some time. Nothing there. Now he fires it deep downfield. Once Allen Robinson. There's some hand fighting. Did Allen come down with it? It is a great catch by Allen Robinson all the way down to the 44-yard line of the Jets. Great coverage. Allen went up and got it. That is a huge catch. He beat Marcus Williams. First down, Jacksonville.
That's big time.
Straight drop by Blake. Fires it out to the left side. There's Allen Hurns. He's got it. He's knocked out of bounds. But he's inside the 20-yard line. Right up the left sideline. The hold is down. Jason kicks it up. And the kick is good. 3 of 3 on the day for Jason Myers. And he has whittled it now to a 5-point game. Bortles tries a run down the middle of the field. Now he fires. That is a leaping attempt. And that is going to be a catch all the way out to the 45-yard line.
With less than 6 minutes to go in the game, the Jaguars were in the red zone looking to capture the lead.
Blake looks. Moves around in the pocket. Still moving. Now hits. The ball is out. That ball is out. Can the Jaguars jump on it? Everybody is jumping for it. Everybody's diving on top of it. And the Jets have it.
The Jaguars' defense held the Jets' running attack in check the entire game and forced a punt.
Nick Marshall waits. He should have some room here. He's going to field it at the 25. He fumbled the ball. Nick fumbled the ball, and the Jets have recovered it. He had all kind of running room. He fumbled it. The Jets have recovered it at the Jaguars' 25-yard line. Fitzpatrick, look, fires into the corner of the end zone. Diving attempt, caught for the touchdown by Brandon Marshall. He beat Devon House.
With 2:48 to go, the Jets had a 28-16 lead. But the Jaguars' offense would respond again.
Straight drop by Bortles, looking. Fires it toward the goal line. Caught for the touchdown by Brian Walters.
Wow.
Well, that was quick. Three plays, and the Jags are in the end zone here at MetLife Stadium.
Quarterback Blake Bortles finished the day with a career-high 381 yards. Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns became the first Jaguars receiving tandem to each register at least 120 yards in a game. The Jaguars offense would get one more chance to take the lead.
54 seconds to play. Straight drop. Blake looking. Scrambles out of there. Rolling right. Fires to the middle of the field. And that is intercepted.
The Jaguars would turn the ball over four times at MetLife Stadium. Their record moves to 2-6 as the Jaguars fall 28-23.
Discouragement is not part of their vocabulary. I can talk it, but you can see it. And that's why I think you feel bad for a team that plays that hard. But, we put it on ourselves. We got to do more things right at critical times.